Shvi'is, Perek Beis, Mishnah Tes. We've already said in the previous Mishnayos that vegetables go after Lakita when they're picked, and sometimes there are exceptions, depending on how they were planted and what their purpose was. So here in this Mishnah, Habtsolim Hasarisim, here you have onions that did not have any seeds to them, so they cannot reproduce other onions. Ufol HaMitzri, and here we have the Egyptian bean again. So the Rav says that the case is that you planted it for a vegetable. Previous case, you planted it for its seeds. And when one plants it for the seeds, we know you go after Hashrasha. So in this case, the Mishnah continues, Shemona mehem mayim shloshim yom lifnei Rosh Hashanah, that he didn't water them for 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. Like the Tiferes Yisrael explains, in order for something to have a din of a vegetable, that we go after l'shas l'kita, it's learned out from drushas, but basically it has to be something that is not normally watered just by the rain and can handle its own just by being rain, but rather you would need to water it yourself for this food to continue to grow and exist. So that's what a vegetable is. But when one does this in our case, where he takes the pola mitzri, this Egyptian bean, and he takes this type of onion and he doesn't water it for 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, so now it leaves the status of vegetables because it's not being watered. And rather, it becomes like regular grain, or at least no different than rice. We know regular grain is a third of its growth. That's where you go after. And then, like we said, by rice and millet and all those things, goes after Hashrasha. So these two vegetables also go by the year before. And the Tiferes Yisrael explains, it's dafka these two vegetables. You can't just take any vegetable and say, well, I'm not going to water it 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, and I don't have a problem of Shemitah with it because it's not going to be a vegetable anymore. It's not true. It's only these two. So Ms. Asrim L'Sha'avri, you take off Maisers by the previous year, Umutarim B'Shvi'is, and it's Mutter on Shemitah. Vim Lav, Asurim B'Shvi'is, Umis Asrim L'Shana Haba. So it's Asur on Shvi'is because it's a regular vegetable. These two items are regular vegetables, and they go by when they're picked, and they weren't picked yet, so now it's Shvi'is. So it's Asur on Shvi'is. It is a din of Peir Shvi'is. Umis Asun L'Shana Ba. So obviously don't take off Meiser on Shvi'is, but what it just means is, let's say a person was doing it at the end of the third year, which normally would be Meiser Ani, but he does water it at the end of the third year, so now it enters the fourth year. He has not picked it yet. Now it's chayv in Meiser Sheni, because it has the din of the fourth year, because it's like any other vegetable. Now, this is talking about a regular field. As we know, regular fields, when we talk about vegetables, they need to be watered more. But what if a person has a field that's very moist anyway, so he doesn't really water it that much anyway? What do you need to do to demonstrate and take away its status of vegetables? Because here, to keep these vegetables going and growing, you don't need to water them as much. So what do you need to do to get rid of the status of vegetables and treat it like grain? Now, treating like grain, the way the drush is that the Mefarshim explain, based on the Gemaras, is that something is treated as grain and follows the previous year if it just grows and gets watered naturally. So how does one do that and keep it natural in a field that anyway is moist by itself? So the Mishnah says, Vishel Baal, so the Rav says that's what this case is. It's a field that's deep, it's lower in somehow, and it's more moist, and you don't have to wash it all the time. So here, how long does one have to not water it to demonstrate that it's not a regular vegetable? So it says, Shemona mehem mayim shtei oynos, divrei Meir. Meir says, as long as you deny it from being watered two time periods, whatever those time periods are, by not watering it those two time periods, Meir holds that it is no longer considered a vegetable because you didn't water it like one normally waters the vegetables. It's like any other grain. The Chum say, you have to deny watering it three time periods. And when you do that, then it's like grain. It's like this natural, just a rainwater type of thing. And then you would obviously go after the previous year.